So we're talking with Miloš at Cheltenham Touch. Tell us what it is that you do.
What do I do? Well, when you are at the Cheltenham Town Hall, what could you be doing?
It could be music, an actor,
you could be a musician,
indeed,
a comedian.
You're not a comedian, though, are you?
No, sometimes. But I'm a musician, classical guitar, and I'm here with my group, the Ensemble 7, and we are playing music all the way from Bach to the Beatles.
Yes, I've heard your Blackbird song. That's about two minutes and 50 seconds worth of Paul McCartney, I think.
Yes. I like to mix it up.
Yes, of course you do. So when did you start playing guitar? When did you realize that's what you wanted to do?
I was 8 years old. I grew up in Montenegro, in the Balkans, and I just discovered guitar because there was one lying around. And I liked music. I was always musically inclined. And just decided to give it a go, or to give it a strum.
Yes.
And since then I've never parted ways with the guitar. I've as a result of that become a professional guitarist.
Yeah, that must have been during difficult times though for you as well. I mean, that was that kind of hard because of the situation then.
It was 90s were not an easy period in that part of the world, but I was blessed that it wasn't affecting me so much because Montenegro was spared of direct conflict. And my parents were amazing at making us always feel safe and loved. So actually, even though it was a very hard time for our country, I remember my childhood as something really wonderful. So
that's interesting.
It's a great blessing.
Yes. And you've had quite a lot of success, haven't you? So when did your success kind of start for you? When were you first aware that that was happening for you?
Well, the first moment I hit it in this sort of a bigger way was when I signed my exclusive contract with Universal Music, and and I got really very fine concert management, and that was in 2010. And in 2011 I released my first album, which was number one of the charts for 28 weeks, and it was very very exciting because at that point there was a real sort of a gap in the market, if you like, with the classical guitar, because there hasn't been very much guitar happening. And that was really the most wonderful moment to be part of that exciting enterprise and create something really meaningful. And we just went from strength to strength and gathered a lot of audiences and interest for the classical guitar. And here we are now. The shows are getting a little bit different. Every time you are trying to present something slightly different. So while in the beginning I was doing a lot of recitals and so on, now I'm very excited to try slightly different things. Like, for example, tonight what we are doing here, and that is to have an ensemble of strings behind you so that you can also play some interesting movements from concertos, very beautiful parts of pieces which are not only for solo guitar but also for guitar and other instruments.
Yeah. Do you have favorite pieces for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's every piece that I play is in a way a favorite because otherwise I wouldn't play it. But they all have a different energy, and the whole wonderful thing about presenting a program like tonight is that it has to work from beginning to the end in this arch-like direction, and that's an exciting process in itself. Tonight I'm going to play one very special piece, which is the piece by an Italian composer, Carlo Domeniconi, Cuyumbaba, and I remember I played it in Cheltenham the very, very first time that I played here in the festival in 2010. And I'm playing it tonight because it's just a very personal memory and something that I want to share with the audience.
Yes, well, that's very nice. And the more people that can get here
to enjoy
it, the better.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope
so. Yes, indeed. And we'll see what we can do to kind of help that along. So where from here for you? By which I mean you've got projects presumably kind of lined up.
We are doing another one of those shows in Wales on Friday, and then on Monday I'm off to Singapore, and then after Singapore I'm in Korea for over 2 weeks, extensively touring there, and then coming back, and then we play in Warwick, and then I'm going to Dubai, And then recording a new album. So it's a very, very busy period.
So when are you in Warwick? Because that's where the diaspora of catchment area. If we don't get people to this one in short order, when
well,
is that
I hope
one?
I hope they'll be in both places. Yes. Warwick is, if I recall correctly, on the 5th of November.
Okay, well, that's, so we've got a bit of time to give that one a bit of an extra plug, haven't we, for you, and get the audience in. So how did you get back home very often? Because London's your base now, isn't it?
London's been based for 18 years, so I consider London really to be home now. But of course, Montenegro is where my heart is, and where my family is and my friends, and I just love it there. And,
yes.
And I go from time to time.
Yes.
It's nicer in the summer, obviously, but I always go the usual Christmas, Easter, summer.
Yeah. That's good.
Keeping the ties.
Of course. And do you have to keep your hands in good order? I mean, how do you go about that?
Absolutely.
I mean, that must be very important.
To keep them warm and nicely groomed.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because the nails for a guitar player are very important.
Yes. Yeah, well, there you are. I can see that. Yeah. I can see that you look after them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to keep you any longer because I know that the show's on at 7:30.
Seven thirty.
So we'll do what we can on social media and so forth to alert the Cheltenham public and
closer
to get here, and if not to here, to the Warwick one, which is in our kind of catchment area, really. But we're internet and the world, so.
Exactly.
The more people that get to know about your work,
I'm just really, really thrilled to be in this part of the world because it's just so beautiful. And as I said, I really have such good memories of this place.
Yeah. Well, let's hope Cheltenham can add to that tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Great. I'm off to rehearse.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Milos. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.